You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today for Mark. Thanks for hanging out with us. And I don't know about you, I love movies. I was the dude that was there were three people in the theater during COVID, and it was me, my wife, and one of my daughters. Huh. We'd be the only ones in the theater.
That's the best thing.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was all the popcorn you could eat and nobody to talking.
Right.
You know, I have cards in my wallet. I'll have to show you later. I have cards in my wallet that say stop talking, and I use them at the Muni, and I use them in movie theaters.
Oh, that is
because
he does. I have one.
You're
he gave
wrecking
it to
my experience
right,
here, right?
Right.
So,
think about others.
So I love movies, and so that's why I'm loving having the opportunity to talk to Christian Toto, host of the Hollywood in Toto podcast. Christian, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Wait, do I have the card? Can I talk? Is it okay?
Yeah, you can talk. I didn't hand it to you.
Very funny.
I love your pitch. That's really cool. I think we should all have those cards.
We do. Well, in the movie theaters, my wife and I have got this whole thing rehearsed where she gives them the teacher look first. And if they say, and then secondly, she shushes them. And then if the shush doesn't work, I bring out the big guns. And that's the card that says, stop talking. And it works.
I love it.
It works like 75% of the time. The other 25%, they
they don't care.
They right. start questioning my parentage. But but besides that, Christian, I got to tell you, I have been and Ethan, we're gonna play clip number 7 here in a second. But I have always been a big fan of the airplane movies, of the Naked Gun movies, and now we have a new Naked Gun coming out, and it sounds, at least from the trailer, like this.
Once you kill a man for revenge, there's no going back. A voice in your head saying over and over, "That was awesome."
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin. Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
Christian Toto, host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast. You've seen this. What do you think about The Naked Gun?
Well, I enjoyed it. I laughed. I laughed more than I usually do in alleged comedies. Those all good things. Just a quick kind of heads up, the genius behind some of the movies you mentioned, including the original Naked Gun films and Airplane, that's David Zucker. And he is not responsible. He is not involved with this film. And he's not happy about it either, by the way. It's another story for another day.
Oh.
But I do think that they really kind of captured most of the spirit of those films. A lot of jokes, a lot of dumb jokes, a lot of dumb jokes that are actually kind of smart in a way. And I think there's a real sense of that sense of anarchy is here in the film. And again, it's funny. So and I laughed quite a bit. I think the other critics are really enjoying it. I think people will as well. So I think it's a mostly successful way to kind of bring back this kind of comedy. We'll have to see if modern audiences are on board as well. But the bottom line is that when you throw so many jokes at the screen, some of them are going to land. And when enough of them do, it's worth it.
Well, what I thought about was the genius of the first Airplane movie, Christian. And that was taking serious actors
yes.
and then putting them in
hilarious.
Situations where they would not break character. They were still, Leslie Nielsen was
brilliant.
Such a classic.
He was brilliant.
Classic, just a big drama guy.
And Don't Call Me Shirley.
And they played it straight. So I guess my only concern with this reboot is, do they capture that essence, Christian, where the serious, because Liam Neeson is a very serious actor, but where they play it straight and yet it's still funny. Is that essence here?
Yeah, I think mostly yes. And I think the one interesting thing, and I think it's a great point that you mentioned, is for Neeson, he's a dramatic actor, and now in the last 10 years, he's been an action hero. So I think him playing a stumbling, bumbling guy who's taking things seriously, and yet the jokes are all around him, I think that clicks as well. So I think it works on a different level, but I think it's mostly successful, and that is the template that you have to do to kind of go forward with a straight face and not realize everything around you is just so ridiculous.
I look forward to seeing it. It'll probably be next week, but I will be catching it at my local theater next week. The other thing that's getting a whole lot of buzz movie is Happy Gilmore 2. So this is a direct to Netflix movie. And tell us about this one, Christian.
Yeah, I think it's about 29 or so years later, so it's been a while. And I have to say the trailers didn't exactly wow me, but it is on Netflix, solely on Netflix. I think it could have been in theaters and done quite well. But it's hard to dislike the movie. Its heart is in the right place. There are some laughs here for sure. But at the same time, it's such an homage to the first film. There are so many callbacks. It's almost like a two-hour-long celebration of Happy Gilmore as opposed to its own movie. So I think that's a bit of a problem. It's the kind of movie you think, I don't know if I'll watch that again and I'll laugh about that or I'll kind of cite the lines, but it was just kind of enjoying the first film all over again with a new story to kind of hold on to. So that's my general sense of it. Again, I think comedy should be shorter. Naked Gun is under 90 minutes, so I think that's kind of the sweet spot. So it's not perfect, but if you love the first film, it has so much affection for the material, for the characters. It's not bad.
Here's a question for you, Christian. I haven't seen Happy Gilmore, the first one.
Ever?
No. I've seen it multiple times,
But
I haven't seen it
recently.
In probably 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you recommend, Christian, that people go out and rewatch the first one to catch the nostalgia? Or is it so close to being an homage that you'd really be watching the same movie twice?
Oh, that's a good question. It does help if the first one is somewhat fresh in mind. Although I think the way things go play out, you'll probably be reminded even if you haven't seen it recently. Listen, watching two movies back to back, one is 2 hours long. I forget the original running time for the first one, but maybe not the best path, but maybe you read the Wikipedia entry on Happy Gilmore just to kind of get the bullet points. But I think there's enough connectivity there where you'll kind of make all the different things happen in your brain. So I think that's fine. And, you know, it's weird. I have such mixed feelings when I review Happy Gilmore 2 because it's got flaws. It's frustrating at times. And there are so many cameos. It feels a little bit overloaded. And I just think it should have been quicker. And by the way, there's a big hullabaloo about Julie Bowen coming back as his love interest. Well, there's a problem with that call back. I'm not going to spoil it completely, but it's not exactly what you expect. I'll stop there.
That's good. That's a good tease. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So that's on my must-see list as well. And also, I think you want to talk about here is the King of the Hill reboot revival.
Now, love it.
This really isn't a reboot, though. Isn't it just like an additional season of King of the Hill?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Hill?
Yeah, you know, I called it a reboot and someone kind of barked at me on my website. And it's technically not, but it still feels like one. Basically, they're picking up where the story left off, but years have passed. And Hank and Peg Hill are now retired, and Bobby is now a young man. He's working at a restaurant. It's his restaurant. So there have been some changes. There have been acknowledgement of time moving on. I think for the most part, it does have that sensibility. The humor is sweet and gentle. It's not torching Texas culture, but it's kind of ribbing it in a way. It pokes fun at woke things as well, but not in a mean-spirited way. I did find it just a little bit dry. And I think even the first run of the show was never a gut buster. It was just a good, solid show that was different and fresh. And I think this kind of reboot, whatever you want to call it, it kind of checks those boxes. But I wanted to be just a little sharper, that's all. Mm-hmm.
Well, Christian, I always love hearing your perspective on movies. If folks want to check out your podcast, how can they find it?
Yep, the Hollywood In Toto podcast is on YouTube. It's on Rumble. It's on most podcast providers for the audio version. Or you can go check out HollywoodInToto.com. That's my website, and you'll find stuff there, too.
Excellent. Great. Christian Toto, thanks so much for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I know, Sue, you're a big fan of King of the Hill.
I do love King of the Hill. Mm-hmm.
And I guess why? I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't love it, but that's just a show that I've probably watched two episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know, you know, what is it that draws you in? Because my kids all love it.
It's just hilarious. That's yeah, it. I mean, funny. I don't know how else to Hank Hill and Peggy Hill in her little shorts and the whole outfit and Bobby Hill. It's just highly entertaining. But I also like Bob's Burgers. So I actually have an affinity for some of these offbeat shows, and that's one of them. I like it to be offbeat, but not weird. I don't know how else to say it. It's like straightforward good humor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is hard to explain.
Yeah, it is hard to explain.
Know? But yeah, I don't know. I thought he brought up something very interesting about will modern audiences, the younger generations, appreciate the type of humor that we saw in Airplane and Naked Gun.
I don't know. What do you think? Well, Ethan saw it, and he thought it was... Well, no, you know, he saw Happy Gilmore. I'm sorry.
That's a different genre.
I love Happy Gilmore,
too. That's a different genre.
Yeah, it is.
It's a blast.
Did you ever see an Airplane movie, like the original?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, my God. We're old.
He's put it on his list, but his list is very long.
It's a great movie.
My list is turning into like a scroll.
Yeah,
it is. Right now.
But the reason it was great, that's the part I was trying to make with Christian Toto, is that we'd never seen anything where someone twisted the idea of taking serious actors.
The jokes are delivered seriously.
And
yes.
There's
and
no
hilarious.
Laugh track. Right. I hate laugh tracks.
Yes. Right.
And they put these serious actors in a position to be funny, but they play it straight the whole time.
Absolutely.
And now that because that genre was successful, you've seen other stuff like that.
Colbert was like that originally.
That's
and
exactly
he was
right.
brilliant.
That's exactly when right. He was a conservative.
He was the conservative. Yep. It was the whole, you know, I love clever humor. I like,
yes.
You know, I don't want to be hit over the head.
Right.
I mean, it's funnier for me when it's clever.
Yeah. I'm getting yelled at by friends right now. For having not watched these movies.
Oh, Airplane. Really?
Airplane. Oh, please.
My buddy Brandon is texting me right now saying, it's time for me to educate you.
It
so
is.
Maybe yes. Eventually we're going to get to chipping away at some of this.
Good.
Yeah. We need to have a weekend movie.
A big weekend. Yes. Lots of popcorn and some adult beverages.
Yes.
And a good time will
There's
be
a mandatory
very
list
okay
out
with
there.
That.
A good time will be had by all.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of a good time, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk to your friend and mine, Frank Cusimano, about what's going on the sports scene. I've got a lot of Cardinals questions for him. We've got more fun and frivolity combined with information, yes, right here, nowhere else but 97.1 FM Talk. Brad Young, we'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.